Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers.
Ralph Sarchi is my guest here on the Mike Church Show. We're talking about Deliver Us From Evil, the tapes, the series for English-speaking friends, the series. Episode number three debuts tonight. You talk about this in the episode tonight about telekinesis. And one of the things that you'll hear in tonight's episode, which is the longest one and most detailed yet, is Ralph's take on this and how the whole thing kind of got out of control beyond the Lutz's ability to try to contain it. Because instead of hiring, as you say in the episode tonight, and I just thought this was something everyone should hear, you said Ed Warren should have written that book, not the novelist Jay Anson, who did. And when you think about it, it makes perfect sense. Why don't you explain that to the audience, why you think Ed would have been a better author?
Well, because Ed had the knowledge to explain what was going on in the house as they were telling the story, to explain how the demonic can bring this type of phenomenon about. And one of the most striking things that stand out in my mind, I won't give the whole thing away, is when one of the sons got his hand caught in the window jam, and when they finally got the window up and removed his hand, nothing was broken when it should have been broken. And the demonic once again have the ability to do these things that are outside the natural order that God instituted. It wouldn't be frightening if it wasn't. And that's the goal. Fright and confusion, that weakens an enemy. And they view us as an enemy. So they treat us as an enemy. And they try to cause this phenomenon to make you doubt what you're seeing, to doubt your own sanity, to not be able to get a good foothold in reality, and then they drag you across their reality, and there isn't anything you could do about it because you don't have the knowledge to understand what's going on. And if Ed would have been able to do that, I think that it might have been a different book altogether.
And it would certainly have had the, as Ralph said, it would have had explanations in it. And not only would it have had explanations in it, the flair for the dramatic probably would have been dialed down a bit. Because one of the first things that Ed says in the first interview that he gave about the movie in 1979 was, look, Lorraine and I don't endorse the book. We don't believe the story in the book's not true. What we do believe is a story that the Lutz has told to us, and then our own experience in that house.